Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Temple head football coach Rod Carey. His squad improved to 5-1 over the weekend. Hard-fought win over a good Memphis team at the Link. Does not get any easier this coming weekend as the Owls head down to Texas to take on SMU. And before we look ahead, let's look back. The win over Memphis, your guys got out quickly, kind of set the tone for the game, and then made plays at the end to close it out. What were the big takeaways for you?
Well, we won the turnover battle and we won the rushing battle. And usually when you do that, good things happen. Would have liked to have seen us get more points with those early turnovers, and I think it might not have been such a nail-biter at the end.
As a result of the entire body of work, but with the exclamation point of this win, you guys are ranked in the coaches' poll number 25. Is that a big deal in the room, or is that something more for people on the outside like me to talk about?
Well, probably on the outside. I mean, a friend of mine told me last night we got ranked. You know, we were working. So we addressed it with the team, but really that, you know, the number is nice. It's flattering. We're happy, but it has nothing to do once we kick that ball off on Saturday.
So six games in here, as we talk in the middle of October, did you think this was the ceiling for this group to this point? Have they exceeded expectations? How would you kind of grade the first half or so of the season?
Well, 5-1, obviously you got to give it a good grade, but I probably haven't quantified any ceilings or, you know, where we're just trying to be as good as we can every time we get out on the field. So that, you know, hard question for me to answer from you.
Let's look ahead to SMU. They're having an outstanding season. Similar to Memphis in that they can play dial a score if they get it cooking. I think they've scored at least 37 points in every game. What's the secret to that offense? What allows them to put up numbers like that?
Well, they're really balanced run and pass. They have a quarterback playing at a high level, good running backs, and two outstanding wide receivers that really make them an explosive offense. And an O-line, obviously, that's moving people for the run game. So, yeah, it's a really good offense. And going down there, we're going to have to really button up, you know, defensively and keep things in front of us.
So this will be two straight, really dynamic offenses. Are there anything you can take from the way you defended Memphis here, or is it really kind of they get to the same place, but they do it in different ways?
Yeah, it's what you said in the latter. They're scoring a lot of points, but they just do it in a completely different way, from personnel groupings to plays to situational football. You know, they're explosive. It's just a lot different. So, you know, yeah, do race the grease board and start again.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.